With COVID restrictions easing and countries beginning to open up again, it's likely to be a busy winter for air travel. But after heavily curtailing schedules during the pandemic, how quickly can airlines ramp up capacity and are they doing so? To find out, I'm joined by consumer journalist Siobhan Maguire. Good morning, Siobhan.
Good morning, Angus.
We'll get plenty to get through. We'll cover as much as we can with you. Airlines, they're getting ready to operate their winter schedules. Are they scaling back flights to any big degree?
Well, they are. I mean, what they're actually doing is putting on additional flights, but they are flying with limited capacity, Angus. So what we have at the moment are airlines across the world releasing details of the winter schedule, which runs from November until March. And that's been fairly positive because many are increasing the number of routes on last year, which is to be welcomed. And then we're going to have big international markets like the US and Australia come back into the fold by Christmas by lifting existing travel restrictions to visitors. Now, I don't want to be the negative person here this morning, Angus, but you know, it's easy to think that more flights means greater competition, you know, and better value for us, the consumers. But there is going to be a price hike coming into the fold as well with all these new flights being released.
And probably a case of a lot of pent up demand there. Does that mean as well with these limited schedules, there's going to be less choice for consumers or more?
There would be more choice in terms of the number of flights being offered, but there will be limited seating capacity on these flights. Now, the big factor that's going to hit all of these flights and then have a knock-on effect to the consumer is the rise in jet fuel prices. So we have kind of aviation industry experts saying that they're increasing at a rate that the industry hasn't seen for the last 18 months. So what happens is they're paying more on jet fuel, and that has to be passed on then to the consumers in terms of the price of their air tickets.
And is there any indication, Siobhan, at this stage, is this a temporary situation in the air travel industry, or could we see this into the new year, indeed into the summer schedule, for example, that we could have smaller schedules for airlines and higher prices?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we have airline bosses like United Airlines and even Michael O'Leary and Ryanair warning that there will be price increases well into 2022. And that will have a knock-on effect then in terms of the price of hotels. So the whole travel experience is going up in price, and there's nothing that could be done about that. For the consumer as well, our choices are getting a little bit more limited as well. The days of being able to browse several flights and reserve a couple and then go with the best price is gone as well. I think people who've been trying to book even in the last couple of weeks will have noticed that if they were reserving flights and went back to them, those particular flights were then gone. They had disappeared, because basically now you buy at the time of booking. You don't have the luxury of browsing.
And for those who don't, I know we often do it, we'll have a look at flight prices online. As you say, we'll come back and they could be gone, but sometimes they're at a much higher price. Any idea how much more people are likely to pay for airfares this winter than would be expected?
So we always look to the bigger international markets like the US for kind of guidance on trends in the aviation sector. And they are already warning domestic travellers over there about Thanksgiving flights going up 23%. And remember, that's in a matter of weeks that those flights will go up by 20%. So I think we can safely say that if we are looking at price increases, we can look to what the US are doing and safely say that we could be looking at anything up to 20% here.
Siobhan, during the pandemic, cancelled flights led to many customers demanding refunds from airlines, but in many cases, they only got flight vouchers instead of their cold hard cash. Has this issue been resolved, or are you getting any indication from what you're hearing? Is there a risk of something similar happening again, where we see rising COVID cases, possible restrictions coming down the line again? What are you hearing in this regard?
Yeah, so this is an interesting one because, you know, if you just scan the news pages even today, and we see that the rates of COVID cases are rising across so many countries at the moment. So will this have a knock-on effect on travel? Absolutely, if any of those countries go into lockdown. So for the consumer expecting to fly off to a destination that suddenly goes into lockdown, and if the flight is still going, which means the flight isn't cancelled, but you can't travel there yourself, there's a real difficulty in getting your money back. And we've had that in the last year with all our airlines in terms of consumers trying to get their money back being fobbed off with vouchers. So yeah, there's a concerted effort now among 16 airlines in the EU to try and pay back customers some of the money that they didn't receive in terms of cancelled flights last year. Mm-hmm. But I do think that for the consumer, they have to remember that they don't have to be fobbed off by vouchers, that you have a right to a refund and you can stand your ground. We do have a situation at the moment where some consumers are saying that they're being asked to repay money they got back in chargebacks by Ryanair at the moment. But your consumer rights are that you are entitled to a refund.
Okay. Siobhan Maguire, consumer journalist, will have to leave it there on Morning Ireland. Thank you very much for your time this morning.